Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Trenton Prophet. Bobby back in studio again. Our matchup here on a Tuesday, it's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles. Axel Eagles, a Class 1A Division 2 team, while the Frankfort Wildcats are a Class 1A Division 1 team. And we got a Twin Valley League matchup between these two teams. A great time rivalry between the two, and it continues here tonight to begin the 2026 season. So, of course, we got our girls game upcoming first here, so let's dive right into the girls game, talk about both these girls teams. We mentioned in that little kind of teaser before we went into our first break, Axel 4-2 on the season right now, two-game winning streak, 1-0 in the Twin Valley Tournament, 3-1 at home, and 1-1 on the road with the Frankfort Wildcats. They're 5-6 on this season, matching their wins total as last year. They went 5-17 and 4-2 in their first six games, and then lost their last 14. Or then went on to lose 14 consecutive games before winning their quarterfinal round against Washington County, 57-55. Unfortunately, they would lose in the semifinal against Clifton Clyde, 56-31. Last year, also, Frankfort lost to Axel 48-22. It was just the second-to-last game of the regular season for both the Frankfort Wildcats and the Axel Eagles. So, again, Frankfort last year, it was a down year. The year prior, they had went and won it all in the state tournament for Class 1A, Division 1. I'd love to do coach this year in Doug Thompson. He's previously coached at Washington County a couple years back, but this is his first year back in it here in the Twin Valley League. And their first year tenured with the Frankfort Wildcats, already equaling last year's win total at 5-6. But right now, trying to break a three-game losing streak. I mentioned they're Central, Rock Hills, and Hanover, one of the top teams who, by the way, won 1A Division II on the girls' side last season. So a team that will definitely be trying to make that run again this year. Axel, they were actually stumped by Hanover in the sub-state championship game, 46-25. So Axel, they're going to be a team that's definitely going to try to compete again against that Hanover team, but also against Lynn. Is, you know, you look at the girls' teams, Axel, Lynn, and Hanover, they're all going to be in the top three, definitely in that Class 1A Division II contention. Axel, they lost to Lynn as their last loss, 44-36, before they went on that two-game winning streak. And I'll tell you what, this is a really good Axel team already early on in the season. They're led by head coach Brad Rockston, who every year has improved his win total with this team. It's his fourth season, a 31-44 last year, a 12-12 finish overall, and a 3-7 finish in the league, trying to look for a winning season. And it's the most wins in a season since the 2017-2018 season for the Lady Eagles. So again, high hopes. Things continue to trend in the right direction for this Eagles team. They're averaging 52.7 points per game and 28.8 points allowed per game. They got a great group. They got a great core group. We'll talk more about those starters here in a moment once we take our next break. But for Frankfort, a lot of great players. They return as well. More specifically, though, they returned four starters from last year and six letter winners, only losing just one senior from last year's roster. And that was the big part about last year for Frankfort, is they just lost so much skill talent that they had to replace it with a lot of young talent. And this year, that young talent has been able to early flourish in the Twin Valley League and in many of their early contests. And again, trying to snap a three-game losing streak. The Frankfort offense is producing 32.5 points per game, but they are allowing 39.4 points per game. They outscored this season 433-358. So a get-right game here for the Frankfort Wildcats, and for the Axel Eagles, they're going to try to extend their winning streak. We'll get aside for another 2 minutes. We'll come back and we'll give you a lineup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
KIME TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KimeTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44?
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Crit and Profit, Bobby back in studio. Again, 92.1 KMZA. It's our game of the week here on the Tuesday. It's the Frankfort Wildcats taking host here to the Axel Eagles, the Class 1A Division 1 team. The Frankfort Wildcats taking on a Class 1A Division 2 team in the Axel Eagles. It's also a Twin Valley League matchup. You're going to hear your starting lineup here on the floor tonight in this TVL matchup. Starting here with the away team in the Axel Eagles going down here, the starting roster. Allie Strothman, a 5'10" senior. She's a first-team All-Leaguer last year. All-State mention was the lone returning starter last season. Last year, she averaged 10 points per game and 9 rebounds per game. Reagan Hayes became a 5'7" sophomore who averaged 4 points per game and 3 rebounds per game last year. Ava Brockman, a 5'9" sophomore who averaged 5 points per game last season. Maggie Strothman, who's a second-team CDL player and an All-State All-American player from last season, is only averaging 14 points per game this year compared to her 12 points per game last season. And Caitlin Detweiler, a 5'5" sophomore who's averaging 9 points a game this season and 8 points a game last year. For the Axel Eagles are head coached by Brock Boxman in his fourth season against the Eagles. Boxman, Hazen Camp, Strothman, both Strothman, and Natalie and Maggie, and Caitlin Detweiler. And for the home team of the Frankfort Wildcats, Lorelei Loizzo, the 5'10" senior, a returning forward from last year who's a great shooter and rebounder, who's averaging an impressive 6.7 points per game this season, and just right behind Tessa Parsman in total points. Scored on the team, most leading the team at 67 there on the year. But of course, just mentioned Tessa Parsimer, who's averaging currently 9.3 points per game, 93 points total on this season. Holly Shirley, a 5'5" senior. Miley Haug, a 5'5" junior. And Savannah Jackson, a 5'5" senior. Frankfort Wildcats are head coached by Doug Thompson. So again, for the Frankfort Wildcats, sorry, it's Malizu, Jackson, Haug, Shirley, and Parsimer. Real quick, we'll take one more break for the national anthem. We'll come back. We'll be ready for the tip-off. It's the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles. And that's Twin Valley League matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center of Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Hide in True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Tip-off is on the way down here at Frankfort Dams. This is the Axle Eagles won the tip-off. Right now, it's Caitlin Detwar at the top of the key. Again, it's the Frankfort Wildcats and the Axle Eagles taking each other on. It's a Twin Valley League matchup here to start the 2026 year. Three-point shot from the top of the iron for Caitlin Detweiler. She misses a three-point shot and immediately will get a jump ball, and the possession here will go to the Frankfort Wildcats. So Frankfort taking back over, working right to left of your dial. It's Tessa Farthmer who's driving the ball behind her back. Pass half court now. Working one-on-one against Reagan Hazenkamp. And then loses the ball out of bounds for a turnover. Now both teams have already turned the ball over here on their first possession. Look at Frankfort. Axel. Opening quarter, 7:29 left to go. Score still 0-0 if you're just joining us in here. Right side wing, now that comes to the very top, swung to the left side, Axel working with it, back up to the top, Hazenkamp inside the paint, and it rattles on in like a bullet tin can for a long two in the paint. Axel goes up early, 7 minutes to go here in this opening quarter, Parthmer taking the ball down the court. Parthmer, she has been an incredible player in the Twin Valley League these past couple of years, an all-around terrific athlete. Her ability to drive the ball down the floor is definitely immeasurable. And it's been a big help to this team this season here for Frankfort. Right now, Frankfort working around the perimeter. 13 seconds here left on this shot clock. Now just 10. Here's Savannah Jackson with it on the right wing. She passes inside to Parthmer, and Parthmer loses the ball, and it is stolen down the floor. Quickly with it is Detweiler. And now underneath the basket, Maggie Stroffen couldn't get it to go, and rebound is picked up by Miley Haug. Haug down the floor. Frankfort Wildcats, white tops, white bottoms with the red numerals and linings, or the Axle Eagles are black tops and black bottoms with the red linings and numerals. The all blackout for the Axle Eagles, definitely a cool uniform here, is also a steal from Caitlin Detweiler, taking the ball down the floor quickly and is out of the basket. That foul will be charged against Lorelei Loizzo, the 5'10" senior. That is her first personal of the game, and the first foul for either team. Charged here, the Frankfort Wildcats, Lorelei Loizzo. And now at the free throw line is Caitlin Detweiler. The 5'5" sophomore. He's averaged 9 points a game this season and 9 rebounds a game this season. Just a point in the board shy of a double-double every game she's played, nearly. And here she goes, 0-2 at the free throw line, missing both free throw shots. Rebound was by Lorelei Loizzo. She's down the court. And there is a time there by the near side official on the scores table. And they're just going to keep the possession here at the Frankfort Wildcats. They're also going to reset the shot clock here to, I believe, 35 seconds. So maybe they're going to try to take it down. I think that's what they're discussing right now is what that time should be at on the shot clock. Frankfort Wildcats, they implemented the shot clock last season. Got 6 minutes, 9 seconds left to go here in the opening quarter. Currently a stoppage on the floor on the near side at the scores table. Still trying to get that figured out. Looking at both of these teams, we kind of talked about it in that pregame a little bit, how both of them don't have many games left on their schedule up until the Twin Valley League tournament. That's just coming over the horizon. All teams here in the Twin Valley League look up for that point. And here we go. Play continues. Lorelei Loizzo takes one down the court. So they did take the play clock. Well, now the play clock's frozen. So I'm not sure what time it's supposed to be at. Now they're starting it at 28 seconds. And now it's back being paused at 28 seconds. So we're going to forget about the shot clock for right now. And back here on the floor down low, being passed outside around the arc. Frankfort has it, and the ball is tipped inside the paint from Parthenberg. It went into the hands. It looks like the Reagan Hazenkamp, but I think the last one to touch it was Frankfort. So the ball will get back to the Axel Eagles. And it looks like the shot clock is now working properly. Axel down the floor quickly, a long two shot here for Ava Brockman. She misses it, but the rebound is corralled in the far corner. Up to where she shot it by Detweiler. As we said, around the perimeter here to Maggie Strothman. Natalie going to Maggie. Maggie misses her shot. The rebound is made on the outside by Axel Keelan Detweiler. The second chance opportunity made by Detweiler, and it's good as Reckon Hazenkamp goes in for two as she's the only one on the board here for Axel. Here the score is 5-0. 5:13 to go here in the opening quarter. Axel all up on the board right now over Frankfurt. Frankfurt with the ball here, driving inside the blue line, the Wiseau, driving and finishing through the basket off the right side of the glass. Now 5-2. 3-point lead here for Axel with less than 5 minutes to go now in this first quarter. Here's Ava Brockman driving inside and fouled 4 foot in front of the basket. Brockman will go up to the line and shoot two. Ava Brockman, a 5'9" sophomore, is averaging 8 points per game this season with 4 rebounds a game. Last year, only 5 points per game and 3 rebounds a game. She's a great passer and shooter. Head coach Brad Rochman credits her. The foul was against Miley Haug. Allie Strothman comes out for Frankfurt. And coming in will be Savannah Jackson. For Axel, Callie McClellan comes in for Natalie Strothman. And hitting 1 of 2 at the free throw line is Ava Brockman. Makes it 6-2, a 4-point lead back for Axel. 4:37 left to go here in this opening quarter. And there's going to be another foul against Axel, we'll call it. I'll say it's against Caitlin Detweiler. It is the first personal for the 5-5 sophomore. And just the first personal for the team here for Axel. One team foul for Axel, and here's two in this first quarter for Frankfurt. 4:34 to go. 6-2, Axel leads over Frankfurt. But Frankfurt has possession. Seth Parthmer drives inside. I think she takes an extra step. Are they going to get her on a travel? Yes, they do. Frankfurt, more turnovers here in this opening quarter. 3 have been from Tessa Parthmer. 4:28 to go. 6-2. 4-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt to take the ball down the floor. Killing Detweiler. Passes to her right. Now back up to Detweiler. She looks left to Brockman. Resets to Detweiler. Detweiler driving inside. Goes down low for a pass. It's past her intended target, Maggie Strothman. And it'll go for a turnover. Third turnover of the quarter for Axel. Now Dutch Parthmer will try to throw it in. Working against a man-to-man full court pressure from Axel. And here Tessa Parthmer will do what she does best. And that's break a man-to-man pressure with her dribbling talents and ability. She takes it down the floor under the basket. Makes her own rebound and goes in for the putback. Tessa Parthmer, her first rebound and points of the game. Went from her own accord. And now it's just 6-4. Axel up by 2 with 3:50 to go in this opening quarter. Here, quick shot from the top of the right elbow. And Caitlin Detweiler goes in for 2. Now it's 3 points on the game. She went 1 for 2 at the free throw line earlier on in the contest. And up to 8-4. Axel. Head by 4. 3:21 to go in this first. At the top. Here. And surely she loses the ball. It's taken by Caitlin Detweiler. She is fouled on her way to the basket. She's able to get the finish. Now Detweiler will get an opportunity for a 3-point play. She scored from a lower line of the Wiseau. It was the 5th turnover for Frankfurt in this quarter. And for Caitlin Detweiler, that was already her 2nd steal this quarter. Detweiler here back up to the free throw line. The last time she went 1 for 2. This time it goes off the back of the iron and it stretches in the hands of Lorelai Loiza. Detweiler now 1 of 3 from the free throw line in this game. 10-4, actually leads by 6 with 3:11 left to go here in this first quarter. Lorelai Loiza on the right wing for Frankfurt. She drives inside down the lane and is fouled to go up and shoot 2 up at the free throw line. Elijah last time turned the ball over. This time she takes the initiative and drives inside, finds the opening lane, and his foul will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Lorelai Loizo, second team leading in scoring with 69 points here on the season. This is for point 70. And the ball just popped off the back of the shelf. Missing the first free throw shot, Lorelai Loizo will try to hit her second. Trying to make her at 70 points here this season even. Averaging 6.7 points per game. Here's her second free throw shot. Up and off the same spot. So 0 for 2 at the line. Lorelai Loizo goes. Rebound was picked up by Caitlin Detweiler. Her third of the game. Detweiler swings it right side to McClellan. The fun Detweiler. Detweiler, Maggie. Maggie back up to Detweiler. Just working around the perimeter with 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Axel McClellan working back inside. Natalie. And then a three-point shot taken by Detweiler. It's missed. Ball's being scrambled for on the floor. It's rebounded by Bussing, and then it is swatted out of bounds on the far boundary. And somehow, Axel, they keep this possession alive. I'll tell you what, this is what Axel's been doing great early on in this game, is they are able to take advantage of these second-chance opportunities. Here they have another chance here. Here's Bussing. First time in the game, passes right side to Broxman. Broxman drives within three defenders and is fouled and a chance to go up and shoot two. So that kind of continues off my point I interjected with Axel, how great they're doing early on in this game, their ability for the second chance opportunities and points. Here's his first free throw shot. Up and in, and good for Ava Broxman also. Local celebrity for Axel showed up here. On the far side of the court, it's Brandon Schmesley. Free throw shot up and in. And Ava Broxman goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Last time she went 1 of 2. So now 3 of 4 on the game. 12 to 4. 8-point lead for Axel. Now their largest lead here over Franklin with 2.2 to go in this first quarter. Frankfurt handling the ball. Looks it to Loizo. Loizo driving right side lane. Passes it out. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Plenty of time to make a good decision. Here, driving interior is Shirley. She loses the ball and it's turned over. And the ball now is to Axel. It's taken away by Ava Broxman. And they're going to get an and one. And Natalie Stroffen. Funnily enough, about Natalie Stroffen, she shot the ball, knew she was fouled, immediately walked up to the free throw line and went, oh, the ball went in as well. So you'll take it. Stroffen, here, 2 points on the game already. Axel with four different scorers. Ava Broxman, Reagan, Hazen Kiap, Natalie Stroffen, and Caitlin Detweiler. It's already a widespread of scoring for the Axel Eagles. And that's free throw line. Natalie Stroffen, this is her free throw shot. And immediately, though, Axel's able to make a steal and get the ball right back. It was Alyssa Hazen Kiap. And now Axel has the possession right back with it. It's Ava Broxman. A three-point shot. It's up and it's out of the can. And it's picked up for a rebound. Down the floor working quick is Savannah Jackson. She goes over the top of the transition and misses the bunny. Rebound by Bussing for Axel. And now Axel takes over the possession with 1:30 to go in this first quarter. Up by 10, their largest lead, 14-4. Axel ahead of Frankfurt. Far side Bussing. Bussing back with it. Here at the top of the perimeter. Fake three for the pump. Broxman drives inside and is fouled again. It'll go up to the line and shoot. And Axel, they have taken advantage here of the aggressiveness of Frankfurt. They have went up to the line numerous times here already. It's the sixth trip up the free throw line here for Axel. They have been enjoying the free throw line. Lots of substitutions here on the floor for both teams. Axel coming back in. Maggie swapping. Here for Frankfurt, they put in A.C. Watt, the 5'5 senior. And the second free throw shot was up and out. Both were missed by Boxerman. And here, Axel able to get the steal again. Take the ball down the floor. That's the third steal of the game for Caitlin Detweiler. Working with it, Maggie Stroffen, but they call her on a double dribble. And that'll be Axton's third turnover of the quarter. I believe we're going to get our first timeout here. It's a timeout by Frankfurt. It's going to be a full timeout. I'll see officially what they say. Yeah, they're going to say a full timeout. So full timeout here taken by Frankfurt. 14-4, a 10-point lead for Axel with 56.9 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. We're back in a quick 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Just 35 seconds left to go this first quarter in the fourth steal here for Caitlin Detweiler in this quarter, as well as she goes down and is able to finish. Excuse me, Natalie Strothman passed to it. You get the assist there to Caitlin Detweiler, but man, what a quarter for Detweiler. Four steals, 5 points, three rebounds already here, making a case for player of the game. And Frankfurt has it in their bottom right corner near their bench. Here's Parthmer taking it down the floor, making a couple of spin moves, breaking some ankles, and then passing it outside of the perimeter. Frankfurt with just 7 seconds left to go in this quarter, in its first quarter of the game. Down 16-4. They got to take a shot here, a long three-pointer, but Macy Lopp, if she misses it, and that'll conclude our first quarter, 16-4. A 12-point lead for Axel as we head into quarter number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZA, the start of the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Frankfurt Wildcats taking host to the Axel Eagles, a Twin Valley League matchup. Entering here the second quarter, Axel with a 12-point lead, 16-4, taking a 3-point shot here. Axel begin this quarter by Ellie Stroppin. She misses it. Rebound was a massive whop. And now Frankfurt here taking it down the floor. It's Parthmer. Parthmer driving inside. Trying to go for a left-hand finish. She is denied by Ava Brockman. A block for the 5'9" sophomore. Now Frankfurt back in control with it. Brockman at the top of the perimeter. She moves it left side to Caitlin Detweiler. Back to Brockman. To Detweiler again. 21 seconds in the shot clock. Plenty of time. Make a decision. Find an opening spot. Ball swung out of bounds by Holland Shirley for Frankfurt. Or excuse me, Matthew Watt. And Axel here with 15 seconds. They throw it back in bounds. Natalie Strothman into Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler, a fiery pass to Natalie Strothman on the right side wing, and then a turnover at the right side elbow. stolen by Matthew Wapp. And that's the fourth turnover of the game for Axel. Here's Wapp with it. And she loses the ball. The fifth steal of the game for Detweiler. She's going down the floor. And with a left-hand finish, she goes in for two. Five steals in the game for Caitlin Detweiler. Continuing to be the safe here in this first half for Axel. Frankfurt trying to throw the long three-point shot from Lorelei LaWise, though. It's a miss. Rebound is by Ava Rochman for Axel. Axel down the floor. Natalie back with it in the left low wing. To the right wing now to Rochman. Rochman around the perimeter. Axel nearly losing the ball. Got to prevent it from going half court, and the ball is fired right back to a Frankfurt player. It's Shirley who gets the steal and the takeaway. Axel now two turnovers here in this quarter to start. And kind of an awkward shot by Shirley. And taking it down the floor, now he's dropped and misses a bunny, but able to make the rebound with Maggie. So Axel resetting around the perimeter. With the ball, here's a three-point shot up and off the top of the iron by Caitlin Detweiler. They're going to get a foul here on the floor near side against Frankfurt. They'll call it against Tessa Parthamer. That is her first of the game. That's the first team foul for either team here in the second quarter. 5:53 to go in the second. 18-14. 14-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt. The Rossman driving inside. Not able to make the shot to the basket. Rebound, another second chance opportunity here for Axel. Caitlin Detweiler passing, bounce passing down low. And losing the ball was Maggie Stropson. Axel's third turnover of the quarter. It's already a very struggling start for Axel on the offensive side of the floor. However, defensively, they still haven't allowed any points here against Frankfurt. They'll continue to do so. It's underneath, making a block is Maggie Stropson. And then a steal by Lorelei Loizzo. She couldn't make the shot. And then being able to take it away was Caitlin Detweiler with a rebound. Maggie Stropson underneath the basket. Makes her own putback. Axel, 20-4, 16-point lead now here in the second quarter. Nearly just 5 minutes left to go. Axel over Frankfurt. Lorelei LaWise, bounce passing high out to Sarah Jackson. Jackson, let's get back out to Wapp. Wapp to Jackson. Jackson back to Wapp in the right corner to the top of the arc now to LaWise. 10 seconds here on the shot clock. Wapp drives inside right off the glass of the window. And the rebound is picked up by McClellan, and that ball just came soaring at me. 4:42 left to go here, and that also went out of bounds for a turnover for Axel. They thought I was a teammate, and I am not. Do not throw the ball to me. I am not going to be hitting no three-pointers from over here. 4:42 to go here in the second quarter. 20-4. Axel still leads here by 16 points. It looks like we have a timeout here on the floor. It's going to be a full timeout, I believe, charged here to Frankfurt. And yes, it will be. So full timeout by Frankfurt with 4:42 left to go here in the second quarter. It's 20-4. Axel leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. Dustin Parthamer goes down the floor after this timeout. by Frankfurt and goes down and goes in for two. That's the first point of the quarter here for Frankfurt. Coming nearly 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the quarter. We're at 4:18 left to go here in the first half. It's 20-6. Axel leads by 14. Axel with the possession. Left side wing. Ava Brockman lets one sail. And it's over the top of the high cast. And unfortunately not able to come down with the three-point shot. Ball goes out of bounds. And Frankfurt will take over, working right to left here. Your dial. Sets to Parsmer, throws it in bounds. They Miley Howe. Howe back to Parsmer. Parsmer tracking down the floor. Now stuck on the pivot foot, passes it right side, low wing, screen is set to pick and roll. It's down low, passed off to Savannah Jackson, but it's turned over for the sixth steal of the game for Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler, left side passing, back up to the top of the perimeter. Here back to Brockman. She's on an island for a three-pointer. It rickets off the front iron, and the rebound is by who other than Caitlin Detweiler again. Detweiler, the top of the perimeter, swings it left side. Your teammate, Ava Brockman, I think we're going to get a jump ball in the middle of the post. And that possession will transfer here over to Frankfurt. Axel only had three turnovers in that first quarter. They have five here in quarter number two. Still here, they lead by 14, 20-6 over Frankfurt with 3:28 to go in this first half. Parthamer for Frankfurt passes in front, finds Lorelai Loizzo, breaking this full court pressure here from Axel. Down the floor, Lorelai Loizzo trying to pass to her teammate, but there is a foul called on the floor against Ava Brockman, the 5'9" sophomore. That is Brockman, her first personal of the game, first team foul here for Axel in this quarter. Both teams are just one foul, both Frankfurt and Axel. 3-point shot from the left side corner, missed by Lorelai Loizzo, and the rebound picked up by Reagan Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp down the floor, pushes to Natalie, and Natalie to Mackey for the 1-2 punch combo. Dropping goes in for two. Now 4 points this quarter for Mackey, and also two rebounds and a block. Very involved here in quarter number two. Very absent that first quarter, so very much needed quarter two for Maggie's dropping. Frankfurt taking a second chance opportunity down low. Rebound was by Jackson. Able to reset that shot clock as well, working with 27 seconds on it. Frankfurt has it. Left side wing, Parthamer. Parthamer back up top. Right side wing. Now back to Parthamer. Parthamer driving to her left. High elbow. Now to her right, working around after the defenders, but could not go inside for two. And Brockman gets the rebound for Axel with 2:20 to go in the second quarter, 22-6. A 16-point lead, largest in the game here for Axel, and a short shot for Reagan Hazenkamp going in for two. Assist by Natalie Stroppen. Back-to-back times down the court that Natalie has recorded assists. She's keeping her eyes up and getting the ball to her teammates. She averages 3 assists per game. Just an assist away from that average. Yeah, it looks like another turnover from Frankfurt. Quickly giving it back over. Axel brings back in Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7" senior, back onto the floor. As Axel has this possession. Hazenkamp has it in the right corner. Now puts it back up to the top of the arc. Here it's on the charity line, thrown inside to Maggie. Maggie turns around, hits the window. Maggie, 6 points in this second quarter. Axel, a quick turnover, getting it right back. It was Reagan Hazenkamp, and now he's dropped and mentioned the back-to-back assist. And here she goes in for two. 6 points on this game for Natalie Stroppen. It's a 22-point lead, largest of the game here for Axel, 28-6 over Frankfurt with 1:21 to go in the second quarter. And I think we're going to get a timeout called by Axel, and yes, it will. It's going to be a 30-second timeout by Axel, so we'll step aside. 28-6, Axel leads over Frankfurt with 1:21 left to go here in the first half on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75
Land Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network with 1:20 left to go here in the second quarter down at Frankfort, Kansas. Frankfort trails by 22 points, 28-6 here in the girls' matchup to Axel. Axel with the possession and the lead inside. Pass up off to Hazenkamp, and she goes in for two. You credit the assist to Caitlin Detweiler, her second assist of the game, alongside her six steals, 7 points, and six rebounds. She is all over the statistical stat sheet. And another turnover here for Frankfort as they get the ball and give it away. Axel up by 24 points, 30-6 with 53 seconds left to go in this second quarter. Detweiler passing off to Alyssa Haverkamp. Hazenkamp down back up the top to Detweiler. Detweiler with it, looking left side. She's got an open range three. It's off the back and rickets back and forth like a pinball. And it finally hits its way for the bonus point. Three on the board for Caitlin Detweiler. 33-6. Axel with the lead over Frankfort with 25 seconds to go this first half. Just trying to get to the locker room at this point for Frankfort. Customer driving inside, spins back out. 15 seconds now here on the board. Shot clock is off now. Elizo spins around, tries to fire a short range two, misses, and the rebound picked up by Nally. Drop it. Nally down the floor. Mackey to Alyssa Hazenkamp. Ball is loose, and Sun Jam, far side boundary, and the ball goes out of bounds as the buzzer rings. 33-6 will end the first half. Axel over Frankfort. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we'll step aside. We'll have our halftime show coming up again. 33-6, Axel leads over Frankfort here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Recovering from surgery or a major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. Sabetha Community Hospital Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for a halftime show brought to you by Highlands Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Shout out to Highland, by the way. Class is starting back up tomorrow, finishing my final semester up there at Highland in Kansas. So again, shout out to Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, here are the Axel Eagles. They are all on the board, 33-6 here. Is the score. Axel, Cooper, Frankfurt in our girls' matchup. Again, our boys' matchup will be here to fall after this game, which also should be a pretty good contest. But here again, talking about this game, that first half, Axel outscored Frankfurt 16-4 in the first quarter and then 17-2 in the second quarter. Now, Axel got a pretty shaky start there in that second quarter, not scoring a whole lot. They actually had three straight turnovers nearly. But then they finally started to click again. That's when they started to really pile the score on the board to get to this 33-6. Taking a look at some statistics, Axel, 8 turnovers, 4 assists, 9 steals, 6 of which came from Caitlin Detweiler, 4 at the free throw line, and 16 rebounds, while Frankfurt, 0 3-point shots. Both teams, Frankfurt just no 3-point shots and 1 3-pointer from Axel and Caitlin Detweiler. But again, here for Frankfurt, no assists, 3 steals, 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and only 7 rebounds. So you look at the rebounding right now. Axel is plus 9 in the margin. Both teams are roughly at the same turnover count. However, Frankfurt kind of really buried themselves early in that first quarter with 6 turnovers in that quarter. And a lot, unfortunately, was by one of their best players there, Tessa Brunsler. But she was able to kind of fix some things in that second quarter and start to really find her groove in the offense. She's a great dribbler. She can really dribble and drive. It really wasn't that she was traveling or losing the ball at half court or making bad passes. It's that when she was driving inside, the ball would just kind of slip away from her hand when she was trying to take it up to the basket. But looks cleaner there in that second half, in that second quarter, I should say. She finishes with 4 points and a half. Orlando Wiseau only with 2 points. Again, the only 2 scores for Frankfurt. Meanwhile, Axel, they have a good group here. 5 different players have gotten on the board here for Axel. Ava Ross, Reagan Hayes, yet. Now he's dropped it. Back he's dropped it. And Caitlin Detweiler. And 8 different players have been able to get on the board statistically, whether it be rebound, steals, or whatnot. But you look at Axel, Caitlin Detweiler, incredible first half of display for her and her team. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 6 steals and 2 assists. Already runner-up here, running up, trying to get the player of the game with that kind of performance. But also right behind her, you got great performances with Megan Hazekamp with 8 points, a rebound, a steal. Sally Stropson, 2 assists, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Maggie Stropson, 6 points, all from the second quarter, a block and 2 boards. Ava Brockerman with her 5 points, 2 boards, and a steal and block as well. So when we talk, about this second half and what are some adjustments both teams are going to make. Well, the big thing is that Frankfurt just has to limit a couple of things. They got to continue with the turnovers. They got to limit second chance opportunities here for Axel, because that's where most of Axel's points have definitely came from, is second chance opportunities. They have 16 rebounds, and I guarantee nearly half of those are most likely offensive rebounds, chances that give in second for that offense. And a lot of it is just long shots for long twos and three-pointers that are hitting off the rim, and they're popping all the way out, and no one's boxing out. And again, that's something you want to kind of correct here going to the second half. You want to get yourself into not only an offensive group, but a defensive group as well. If you're Frankfurt, I know you're down by a lot of points right now. It's a large margin, 33-6, 27 points at the deficit. But again, there's still a lot of things you can do in this third quarter to maybe try to conjure up a potential competitive fourth quarter where you're maybe only down 15, maybe just 10 points. I mean, that's the kind of the margin that you want to work into. Axel outscored Frankfurt 17-2 in that second quarter. If you're Frankfurt, you got to kind of produce something like that. You want to limit a high-scoring offense in the third quarter for Axel, but you also want to get your offense going. And how is Frankfurt going to get their offense going? Well, they're going to have to sell themselves in. They're going to have to not turn the ball over as much. They're going to have to rebound a little more aggressively for some second chances themselves. If they're going to finish inside, and they're going to be able to get to the basket more often. For Axel, it's not keeping their foot on the pedal. When a team is in this kind of position, they're dominating on nearly every facet of the game. There's not much critique or constructive criticism you can get to them other than continue to do what you're doing, continue to put the pedal to the pedal, and continue to do well. All right, well, real quick, we'll step aside for a quick minute and a half break. We'll come right back for the start of our second half. Again, Axel 33 over Frankfurt 6.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
To be successful in the agriculture market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We start the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network at 2.1 KMDA. Frankfurt down the floor, missing a bunny from Lorelei the Wiseau. Rebound is picked up by Reagan Hazen. Captain, looks like it. Ball getting swatted out on the near corner. Right now, Axel is up 33-6 here over Frankfurt. 7:37 to go in the third quarter. We just got it going and started. And here starting the scoring in the third quarter is Axel with Reagan Hazenkamp. And she's the second Eagle to reach double-digit scoring here for Axel. Over again, five players already on the board for Axel. And here's Frankfurt, who's already come out and made a turnover. It's a half-court violation. And now Axel takes back over with Caitlin Detweiler driving down the floor. Axel now works right to left of your dial. Now he's dropping, passing it inside to Maggie. Maggie loses the ball. It's going by Porzover. It's a track race. Down the floor, and that ball goes loose and is knocked out of bounds. Frankfurt still in ownership of the possession. Down by 29 points, their largest deficit of the day, 35-6. 7 minutes left to go in this third quarter. With Frankfurt, you're trying not to hit that running clock point. Frankfurt around the perimeter, working with the ball with 17 seconds here on the shot clock. It's Haug. Haug transfers the ball behind her to Parthamer. Parthamer at the top of the timeline. Now passes to her right to Shirley. Shirley driving, stuck on her left pivot foot. There's only 3 seconds on the shot clock. There's only 1 second on the shot clock, and that's going to be a shot clock violation against Frankfurt. That's back-to-back turnovers now for the Wildcats. 6:37 to go in this third quarter. 35-6 still. Axel over Frankfurt. Frankfurt Wildcats now over 10 turnovers here in this game. Axel is still just 8. Detweiler driving left side lane and could not put in the layup. A left-hand finish. Tries to go for seventh steal. After the rebound was by Lorelei Loizo, the ball was knocked out of bounds, and the possession will stay here with Frankfurt. And one thing you definitely got to credit here to Axel, they are still continuing their high-pressure defense. It's man-to-man defense. They do not give up, and they continue to apply the sort of pressure that Frankfurt just really hasn't really been able to handle yet this game. Shirley, at the top of the timeline, she passes to her left to Parthamer. Parthamer, juke move, Now, cuts it left side, passes back to the top of the arc. 7 seconds on the shot clock. You don't want another shot clock violation. You got to shoot it, and it's going to be a missed three-point shot from Savannah Jackson. The rebound by Caitlin Detweiler. Detweiler has it at the top of the arc. Drives right side, low wing, passes to Brockman. Brockman up to Maggie. Maggie left side to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp to Detweiler. Detweiler, the screen is set. It's a pick and roll, but instead it'll take a right lane drive. Is Detweiler, and they're going to call a jump ball into the glass. And that jump ball will maintain the possession with Axel. Axel trying to decide who they're going to throw the ball in. It'll be Caitlin Detweiler under the glass, left side, nearest to the far crowd. And it'll be inbounded around the boundary. And a three-point shot is up by Detweiler, and it's missed. Wide right. Something that most Ravens fans could probably feel from Sunday. And here, now, taking back over is Frankfurt. Frankfurt, down the floor. And there's going to be a foul. And they're going to call it against Caitlin Detweiler. That is her second pickup. 35-6. Axel leading over Frankfurt with 5:20 to go here in this third quarter. Here's Holland Shirley. Shirley passing inbounds over by Loizo. Loizo to Parthamer. Parthamer in the passing lane, trying to take it, unjamming it, pushing down the floor, misses the bunny, but Caitlin Detweiler is there for the rebound. She couldn't get to go in, but able to make it go in on the second chance opportunity was Maggie Troffman. Again, it continues to be a problem here, allowing Axel to have second chance opportunities. Continues to persevere here in this third quarter. Troffman, she went in for two, but also drew a foul, so she'll go up to the free throw line and shoot an and one. And the and one is and good. Maggie Troffman now 9 points on the game. 38-6, a 32-point lead here for Axel over Frankfurt with 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Owen Shirley passing it left side to Loizo. Loizo between the legs, she drops it. Someone steals the game for Detweiler. The track rate down the floor, and it's going to be an easy bucket for Detweiler as she picks up, yes, her seventh steal here of the game. And just like that, Axel, they take the ball back again. I looked down at my sheet for just a second, and here already they take it away. It's now he's dropping with a long two. I believe she was also the one with the steal. So the steal and the two, and now Natalie Stroppen's at 8 points. And now nearly we have four Axel players with 8 points or more. An impressive scoring spread here for Axel. A timeout is taken. We'll take a step aside for a quick 30. It's 42-6. Back to leads over Frankfurt with 4:27 to go in the third quarter.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3525.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network with 4:27 left to go here in the third quarter. It's 42-6. Axel leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Credit Prophet Bobby back in studio. A reminder, upcoming here, we'll have our boys' matchup between Frankfurt and Axel. All here on 92.1 KMZ. Be sure to see sticking around. Of course, we'll have our post-game show right after this coverage. And as a reminder, this week, we also have the start back up of our coaches' show. Frankfurt, near side wing, working with us to the timeout, and getting fouled. Near side, short corner on the turnaround shot, Lorelai Loiza. Just moved it up and 2-2 at the free throw line on the foul they did against Alyssa Hazenkamp. That is her second personal. And one thing about this game, we haven't seen too many fouls overall. We haven't entered a bonus at least, but the difference a lot more fouls committed by Frankfurt than Axel. Axel's getting the second team foul of this quarter. Orla Lizo hits her first free throw shot. And she finally gets herself and her team on the board for the first time since 4 minutes and 30 seconds in the second quarter. So it's been nearly an entire quarter. Actually, it's been more than a quarter, 8 minutes of a scoring drought here for this Frankfurt team. Thankfully, going to shoot the free throw line. Lorelai Loizzo hits both. It's 42-8 now. Actually, still the dominating lead. And with a chance to go into the fourth quarter with a running clock. Ball gets lost in bounds by Ava Brockman. That'll be a turnover for Axel. It's their first turnover of this third quarter. We're now less than 4 minutes to go. 3:55 to go in the third. 42-8, Axel over Frankfurt. That's the Parkman at the top of the perimeter. Dribbling with her left hand. Now passes to her right side to Haug. Haug back up top to Loizzo. Loizzo inside pass. It's picked up by Jackson. Barely kept alive here. His possession continues. For Frankfurt. It's going to be a long three-point shot. It's off the back iron, though, from Parthamer and the rebound by Hazekamp. And she takes it down the court quickly. Out of transition. Plenty of time here on the shot clock with 28. That time, set up your offense. If you're Axel, instead, it'll be a turnover. Miley Haug will get the steal. Back-to-back turnovers for Axel. Frankfurt down the floor, trying to take advantage. Parthamer over the top, but could not finish. The rebound again by Reagan Hazekamp. Hazekamp tracking down the floor. Passes right side to Hazekamp. Here is Alyssa Hazekamp. And Axel works around the perimeter, but a step inside by Reagan. Misses the long two. Maggie makes the rebound. Couldn't get the shot to go in. There's a hook shot by Pussing. And here, 2 second chance opportunities for Axel. They continue to get these second chance opportunities. And at this point, really, it's not just second chance. It's all the way to quadruple chances. Reagan Hazekamp. Inside drive, left-hand finish, couldn't get it to go in, but that time, finally, Frankfurt comes away with the defensive rebound. Down the floor, though, quickly transitioning. Lorelai Loizzo couldn't get the bunny. And Axel, taking it down the floor, McClellan, and makes all her on a travel. 2:22 to go in the third quarter, 42-8, Axel over Frankfurt. I mentioned that again, our coaches show starting up here every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30. Of course, our high school, National High Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Baugh as they air on Friday night. We had our first one back last Friday, so again, be sure to tune in this Friday as well. And yeah, near steal by Detweiler, could not come away with it. Ball's loose on the floor as reset back up to the top of the perimeter for Frankfurt. And now the ball is loose again. It's picked back up, left side wing by Frankfurt. Charlie, Loizzo. And Loizzo is fouled in the basket, and she'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Last time, Loizzo went 2-for-2 at the line. The time before that, she went 0-2, so 2-for-4 on the game. Lorelai Loizzo. On the season so far, Lorelai Loizzo is 15 of 32, shooting just a nudge under 50%. And here at the free throw line, she hits her first shot. Trying to draw this to a 32-point game. And Lorelai Loizzo will miss the second shot, and the rebound will be picked up by Maggie Stropson. And Lorelai Loizzo does hit the first. And down the court quickly, Axel missing the shot, and Loizzo picks up the rebound. But back here with Frankfurt in the possession. Control of the ball. It's still down a large here, 42-9 with 1:38 to go in this third quarter, and a takeaway from Axel's Ava Brosterman. The third takeaway here for Axel in this quarter. And there's a three-point shot by Ava. She misses it, and a rebound by Tessa Parsons. She's down the court quickly, one-on-one, and there she goes. Finally wins the one-on-one battle. Axel now down the floor, only up by 31 points now here. Axel inside, kicking it out. Natalie will take a long three-point shot, and she'll sink it. She was on an island. She was able to connect with the basket. Natalie's dropping now over 10 points scoring in this game. Now three Axel players have scored over 10 points, 10 or more. Now it's 45-11. The largest lead for Axel is 34 points. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Frankfurt has it. And trailing. Losing the ball nearly, but somehow Frankfurt keeps it alive. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Ball is just thrown up by Lorelai Loizo. She misses it. Detweiler makes the rebound. Down the floor she goes. Tries to finish under the basket. Could not get it to go in, but a rebound offensively for Abram Rocksman and Axe Legal before turning the ball over, and it's stolen by Savannah Jackson. And then it's stolen right back by Detweiler, and she goes down the floor and is fouled. Caitlin Detweiler continues to just throw herself all around the floor. Detweiler has 8 steals in this game. This might be the most impressive defensive performance I've seen from a player this season. Detweiler hits the first free throw shot. This might be one of the best performances I've seen overall by a player this year. Overall-wise, not just considering scoring-wise. I mean, I've seen plenty of 20-plus scoring performances, but Detweiler just in all categories finding herself on the board. But over 2 on the free throw line, though, that time. Eliza picks up the rebound, and here she's checking herself down the floor, but loses the ball, throws it to her teammate, Shirley, and the ball is not able to get out of hands of Shirley in time before the buzzer hit. And going into this third, fourth quarter, it'll be a 35-point lead for Axel, so we will have a running clock here in the fourth, 46-11, Axel over Frankfurt. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
So the fourth quarter here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network, 46-11, a 35-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt. We should have the running clock here for this fourth quarter. So again, they're both teams with the starters still on the floor. Now he's dropping, gets a takeaway down the floor. She goes one-on-one, trying to go for the reverse, could not get it to go in, but her sister is there, able to make the recovery. Maggie's dropping. And the putback as well. And now there are 4 players for Axel who have scored 10 or more points. Just an impressive performance tonight here for Axel. 3-point shot. McArthur misses it underneath the basket. Taking the rebound, Alice Hyman, the 5'7" junior. And I believe they call a foul against Axel. They do. They call it against Caitlin Detweiler. That is the first team foul here. This is the fourth quarter. Again, 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's 48-11. It's a large 37-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt. Axel looking to extend themselves to a 3-game winning streak and a 2-game winning streak in the Twin Valley League. Frankfurt looking to potentially fall to a 4-game losing streak here and go 0-2 in the TVL. Out of the basket here is being fouled. And up to the line is Alex Hyman. So Hyman, who has entered the game for the first time tonight, is up at the free throw line to shoot. This season, Hyman is deep to the free throw line, shooting 75%. Hyman, he has scored all of her points this year from the free throw line. All 3 points. She misses her first. And she as well misses her second, and the rebound is picked up by Ava Broxton. Broxton passing to Detweiler. Detweiler, 3-point shot. It sinks. We'll see if it count as a 3, though. Her feet were on the line, but yes, they will. Detweiler continues her impressive performance today. Well over 10 points here in this game. And they're only going to have 4 violations against Frankfurt. Well over 15 turnovers here for the Wildcats. Drink block. Dana's horse here, 5:40 left to go in the fourth. Again, after this one, for post-game show, brought to you by Bill Tours Real Estate, followed up by our Player of the Game segment, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, where we'll tell you who was the MVP of this contest, which right now there's a very good candidate in that front-runner seat. 51-11, Axel ahead by Frankfurt. 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Axel has it. Upside wing, neighbor Brockton. Brockton loses the ball. It's rolling on the ground. It's picked up by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp has it. Right side wing. Pumping. Finally passes it. Ball is taken away by Lorelai Loizzo temporarily, and then she steps out of bounds. So it's a chain of turnovers, but goes back to Axel. Axel with it, with Ava Brockman. Brockman passing it behind her to McClellan. McClellan to Bussing. Bussing to Lisa Hazenkamp. Here to Detweiler. Detweiler. Brockman. Brockman driving inside, and they're going to get her on a travel. So it looks like Axel here finally taking out a lot of their key players, only keeping a few on the floor. They're a team that really doesn't have much of a deep roster. In fact, probably one of the smallest rosters in the Twin Valley League. But despite being a very small team, they're definitely very mighty. Small, mighty group. They only play probably at most eight deep in a game. Here they're going to have some bench players come in, though. But also, some bench players here coming in for Frankfurt. The first option in this game is Leela Cook, the junior. And here Frankfurt turns the ball over, taking it away. Avery Bussing, and now take away back for Frankfurt. Trying to finish, as Savannah Jackson couldn't get it to go in. A rebound by Detweiler. Detweiler, running away starters just still on the floor for Axel. The team will just kind of help lead the offense. This bench squad, now as I say that, is officially out. And Emma Kroger will come in. Substitution. Now, officially, there are no starters remaining on the floor for Axel. They have also put in Elena Bergman, freshman. Well, I'll rest the night for the impressive starters to all managed to score. Only the starters here scored for Axel, Brockman, both Strothman, Hazekamp, and Detweiler. Frankfurt under the basket, missing the easy bunny. Now McClellan takes over with the rebound. 2:50 left to go again. We're going to have, just to finish up this game, some bench action. 2:43 left to go. Rolling clock with 51-11. Our score, a 40-point lead for Axel. There's a foul called against Frankfurt, and Axel fell under the glass. So upcoming in our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment. After that, we'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll dive in depth to our boys' game preview. It'll definitely be a tough matchup also for the Frankfurt boys. They are going to take on an Axel team that is 6-0 this season and are on a 28-game winning streak. And they won the Class 1A Division 2 state championship last season. Our basket going in for two. Alyssa Hazenkamp. That has now made six players for Axel here on the scoreboard. And the first one off the bench to get on the board for Axel. Frankfurt has it. Less than 2 minutes to go. Pick and roll is set. Now put up to the very top. It's Shane Anderson. Anderson here sets the screen for his teammate after she passes it off to Lula Cook. And then the ball is lost. And then right after, two teams exchanging turnovers once again. And we're going to get some more substitutions here on the floor. Looks like for Axel Rhea Farrell, the freshman. So only two freshmen here on the roster, and Bergman and Farrell. And both of them have been able to find themselves here onto the floor for Axel in the last couple of minutes. So definitely always a great thing when, as a team, you can, well, you're on the positive side at least, where you can put your backups in and finish out the game. Of course, both teams here at their backup time rolling. Frankfurt turns the ball over here again. 50 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. A 42-point lead for Axel over Frankfurt. Now passing on the floor and going in for two. Wilson Havens again. On the one, simply off the bench for Axel. 4 points here in this fourth quarter. Now leading the charge for this bench unit. And the ball is loose. It's on the floor. It's somehow turned over between both teams again. And now there's 20 seconds left to go here in the fourth. And Axel will look to improve to 5-2 on the season, extending a three-game winning streak now. Trevor Wildcats will drop to a four-game losing streak and a 5-7 record here on the year. Frankfurt, Dan Anderson, passing inside. It was intended to Lexi Muting, the sophomore, and could not go in, and that'll conclude our game. 55-11, the Lady Eagles of Axel able to come away with the victory over Frankfurt to prove themselves the official 5-2 on the year. Well, Frankfurt drops to 5-7. Axel 2-0 to TVL now. Frankfurt now 2-0-2. We'll step aside. We'll come right back for a post-game show and our player of the game, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The Land Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our final segment here for the girls' game, our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, the Axel Eagles come away with the big-time victory, 55-11, a 44-point victory for Axel over Frankfurt to extend the Eagles now to a three-game winning streak via Falls, Washington County, and now Frankfurt become the third straight victim here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They now fall to a four-game losing streak into 5-7 on the season, 0-2 in the CBL. Well, Axel improves to 2-0 in the CBL and 5-2 on the season. The first quarter is 16-4. That first happened at 33-6, with Axel outscoring Frankfurt 17-2 in the second quarter. Axel also outscored the Frankfurt Wildcats 13-5 in the third, and then an impressive 9-0 in the fourth quarter, posting a shutout there in that final quarter. The Frankfort Wildcats only had two players go to the board, 5 points from Lorelai Loizo, and also five rebounds from her. And Tessa Parkmer got on the board with 6 points, scoring in the first three quarters of the game, but unfortunately could not get in on the fourth. Tessa Parkmer also finished with two rebounds. For the actual Eagles, though, it's going to be a lot of stats here to go over for them. Four different players hit double digits, while six players total scored. Lissa Hazenkamp finished with the four-point performance. Ava Broshman with 5 points and four rebounds, two steals and a block. And then you look at the big-time players here for Axel. Four different players with 10-plus points. Regan Hazenkamp with 10 points, four rebounds. It is dropping with 11 points and two rebounds and also a three-point shot. Maggie dropped with 11 points, six rebounds, a block. And, of course, our player of the game going to none other than Caitlin Detweiler. No surprise at the performance the 5'5 sophomore put on. 8 steals, 10 rebounds, 15 points, and 2 assists. She was all over the court. And going into the game, Brett Roxman, in quotes, said, Detweiler does whatever is asked. She's the shortest score of the team, but a top rebounder and a great player. And that's exactly what Detweiler is. She might not be the tallest here on the floor, but she's the mightiest. She can steal the ball. She can out-rebound the ball. She can score with the ball. She can hit three-pointers. She finished with two three-pointers on the game, but Axel finished with three total three-pointers on the game. So, again, a player like Caitlin Detweiler is what makes and breaks teams. A point guard who can lead your team to victories and big-time victories at that, who can get steals, assists, rebounds. When they can dominate in all four categories, you know that your team is going to be on the right path and right track. And most of those contests, and that's exactly why Axel was able to lead the way and get this victory tonight in the most dominant fashion they were able to, was because of Caitlin Detweiler and her incredible, definitely career highlight of performance. 15 points, 10 boards, 8 steals, and 2 assists. Again, there for Caitlin Detweiler, helping the Axel Eagles get the victory, 55-11 over Frankfort. We'll step aside here for 3 minutes. We'll come back. We'll get you started here with boys action again upcoming. It's the Frankfort Wildcats taking host of the Axel Eagle Boys all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.